Chapter 8, Cases.
Let's do some cases. Let's be a fly on the wall in the recess bay at UCSF Fresno.
All right, we just got this 55-year-old female from EMS found in SVT complaining of chest pain, shortness of breath. We got a blood pressure of 90, a little pale, diaphoretic. She's a 14, 15 GCS right now. We have IV access.
So stable or unstable? You got some information there. What do you think? Certainly not stable. You know, this person is mental status isn't perfect and their blood pressure isn't great and they're a little older. They're not about to die, it doesn't sound like. So I'd put them on the unstable range, but not that I've got to jump in and fix them instantly. Got a little time maybe to try some medications perhaps. But I don't think anyone would criticize you for getting busy and just going, electricidad, let's see what they do.
Awesome. Let's put her on the monitor and let's take a look what she looks
yeah,
like.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Patient's on the monitor.
Great. And she has on
pads are in place.
Perfect.
Can we work on getting, what do we have for access? We've got one line.
We have one AC in by EMS. We're working on another left AC.
You're working on that line for us?
Sure.
All right,
okay.
Beautiful.
In the meantime, she looks like she's in SVT. Let's drop 6 milligrams of adenosine and a quick IV push through that right AC.
All right, we got
ma'am, we're going to give you a medication to try to get your heart back into a normal rhythm here, okay? It's going to feel a bit weird on your chest, but we want to get your heart in a normal rhythm.
So obviously a lot going on here. They've decided to go with adenosine. I think that's fine, but have your pads and everything ready. And I really like the fact that they've spoken to the patient and said, this is going to hurt, but we're going to try and get your heart back into a normal rhythm.
We have an 18 on the left AC.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I have 6 of adenosine, another 12 drawn it up right here.
What do you want to give her?
Bolus is prepared.
Just adenosine for now.
Okay.
We're going to give you a little extra oxygen here. And you just take some nice, easy breaths, okay?
All right, EKG is at bedside. She's hooked up. We got a bolus prepared to her IV.
Okay.
All right.
Let's give
it a push.
Go ahead.
I got her arm up. Here we go. 6 of the day.
Running EKG.
Ball is flying up before. Go ahead. Hit it. EKG. Little pause.
She's still in.
Yeah, she's still in.
All right.
Well, at this point, I mean, what do you want to do, Dr. Lee? You can try it again. We can get ready for a cardio version if this isn't going
to
work.
We can try one more time.
Okay,
if that doesn't work, then maybe we should get, and she's already hooked up to the pads, so we can cardiovert if we need to.
Okay. All right, that sounds good.
Got another 12 here drawn up. Ready, one of the other 12?
Yeah,
let's go with 12.
We're going to give you a little bit more of that medication. Okay, let's give it a try.
So as always in these cases, you got to ask yourself, you know, is this really SVT? Is it something else? Is it narrow? Is it fast? Are there no P waves? Is it regular? If so, now at this point, check the patient again, make sure they're still stable. And if they're still stable or quasi-stable, that's fine. Hit them with another 12. But then ask yourself this question. What are you going to do if it doesn't work? Cardioversion, I think, is, of course, the right answer.
All right. And 12 adenosines pushed in.
And flushed and...
followed by a bolus flush.
Looking like sinus tachycardia. Okay, let's print this out. Looks like I'm seeing few. Let's get another EKG.
Sure.
Can we get a repeat EKG?
Yep, she's all hooked up. Go ahead and get an EKG on her.
What do you think, Dr. Lee?
Yeah, definitely looks like sinus tach.
Okay.
That's great.
That's awesome.
We'll start her on some fluids in the meantime and get some labs
yeah,
going.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Did we talk about in the main part of the show, there's a couple of adenosine antagonists. That means that adenosine doesn't work very well. And one of the classic ones is the methylxanthines that are often used for COPD patients, or it used to be like theophylline. But even high amounts of caffeine that can put you into SVT means that the adenosine doesn't work very well. In those cases, you might want to go with a verapamil-like drug or a diltiazem-like drug or a beta blocker-like drug or just cardioversion. And we should also remember that adenosine is potentiated in patients who have things like high doses of tegretol on board, carbamazepine, in things like heart transplants, very sensitive to adenosine because they have upregulation of their receptors, and in people who have a central line. If you push adenosine through a central line, normally it gets metabolized up your arm, and by the time it gets to your heart, it's a quarter of the dose that you gave, more or less. So if they have a central line in and you're going to push adenosine, you're going to start a lot smaller. You're going to start at a couple of milligrams instead of the usual 6.
Case 2.
Let's do another case, shall we?
We picked up the patient from outside. She's complaining of chest pain. We picked up her 12 lead. She was in VTAC. So EMS tried to shock her. She didn't convert. We shocked her twice, and then she converted eventually on her own into SVT.
Yes. Okay.
We did not get a blood pressure. We have no IV access.
Okay.
Patient was a 14. She's a 15 now.
Dr. Lee, it's your room. What do you want?
All right. Let's put her on the monitor.
Uh-huh.
Let's get a manual blood pressure.
Uh-huh.
Put her on oxygen. Oh, look, I think she's still in VTAC.
She's back in VTAC.
And what would make you think she's in VTAC? You'd think, you know, wide, regular, fast, no P-ways. Why regular, fast, no P-ways? VTAC, we don't like VTAC. You know why we don't like VTAC? It will often degenerate. It will often turn into V-fib. It's often associated with bad structural underlying abnormalities. Let's see what happens.
Can you work on getting us a line for us?
We got a blood pressure 160.
Okay, I'm working on a line.
All right. Let's set the monitor up to shock her.
Yeah, let's get the pads on her.
All right. The pads are compatible to ours. She's hooked up to the monitor.
So they've decided to shock. Is that what you wanted to do? You could have used, amiodarone, lidocaine, procainamide, many other different drugs. But I agree. If you think it's VTAC, you should sedate the patient and cardivert. Toot sweet.
Okay, how many jewels do you want?
Is she awake? Is she done?
Let's do, how heavy is she? Let's guesstimate. She's like 80 kilos.
Is she awake?
She is awake.
Do we have an IV access?
Okay, we can first give her some ketamine.
Let's give her some fentanyl. Patient just got told what's going to happen. Charging her to what?
And you want to start at 200 and see how we do with that?
Sure.
We can always go up.
Charging up to synchronized cardioversion. Everybody clear?
Clear.
We're clear.
A little shock, ma'am.
Shock delivered.
Let's be clear of the classification system here. If you're shocking the patient, it's a little shock. And if you're getting shocked, it's a mother load of a shock. Yeah, it can hurt, even with fentanyl and other stuff on board. Let them know, but it's going to be short.
She's acting sinus rhythm.
All right. So let's get another
great.
What meds would you want?
Let's start at amiobolus.
Okay.
And
we have a pressure 140. Palp.
Great.
That is, in fact, a whole nother discussion about what you do post VTAC. So you had this person who were in VTAC and you shocked them, you got them in the sinus rhythm. Yay. Should you routinely put them on to some suppressing agent? We used to use lidocaine all the time. Some people now use amiodarone. Some people don't do anything. They just check their electrolytes. They get them good. If there's ischemia, they get them to the cath lab and they'll deal with the next episode if it occurs. Some people don't do that. We'll talk about that in much more detail at a different time.
Case 3.
Let's do one more case from UCSF Fresno.
Hi, what's going on with you today?
My chest pain. A lot of my chest was being, my chest was tight, short of breath. My throat started hurting, confusion, a lot of dizziness.
Let's get him on the monitor and see what's going on.
All right, we're going to start an IV, get some labs, put you on the monitor, and take this shirt off the tunic on, okay?
It just started really suddenly when this started.
Just on our computer, playing, typing. I was practicing typing. Yeah. And as soon as I got up, I wanted to get some water because my throat was feeling a little fuzzy. So as soon as I got up, everything just started, I had to catch my breath, but it was hard to.
All right,
I got
18 in the left AC, putting him on a non-air breather.
And what are his vitals, Dr. Lee?
He looks borderline hypotensive. He's systolic in the 90s, and his heart rate is up in the 180s.
Yeah, that's pretty darn fast.
EKG's here.
Yeah, it was racing hard, but hard is...
Did it ever
breathing.
Feel like you were getting extra beats, like it was going fast?
Yeah, there you go. Out of the rhythm. Mm-hmm. That's how it was. Yeah.
Okay.
Because it was like doom, 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 like doom, mm-hmm. doom. And it was weird. Not my average beat.
Okay. Oh, let's take a look at the EKG.
It looks like he's in AFib. I don't see any ST elevations, but this definitely looks like AFib. And
yeah.
Probably he's had a pretty clear... time of onset.
Really clear, yeah.
I'm thinking he's a good candidate for a cardioversion.
I think so too, especially with the blood pressure being a little bit soft.
He's on the pads.
Yeah, let's get set up for that. Let's do that. We can give you some, a little bit of sedation to kind of make you not remember it, knock you out for a minute, and then hopefully we can get your heart back into a normal rhythm here. So let's send off some labs.
Sure.
What do you want to check?
We'll check basic chemistry, lights, troponin, BNP.
Yeah, that sounds good. Get a mag, get a TSH.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. In the meanwhile, let's see if we can get him cardioverted.
What meds would you like to take?
We can do Versed and fentanyl.
Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, there's a lot going on in this case, but you got this guy. He's got a sort of pretty clear onset of palpitations, and they've diagnosed atrial fibrillation. He's irregular, he's fast. He has, let's presume, no other medical problems. These are obviously truncated cases. And they're talking about cardioversion because he's within that sort of early time frame. You'd also want to know, has he got a history of CHF or prior strokes and this kind of thing? And then the sedating agent, we could talk about that for 2 hours. We could talk about rate control versus, you know, cardioversion back. But let's just follow the case out as it played out. And we'll get back to some of that more in-depth discussion about atrial fibrillation, actually, on another C3 episode coming soon.
So we're going to give you some meds to make you a little sleepy, take your pain away, and then hopefully we'll get your heart back into normal rhythm when you wake up.
All right, got the meds. Drawn up.
Okay. All right. So let's just got the pads on. We're running
pads,
on EKG.
The pads are on. EKG's here at bedside. He's all hooked up. Just got a manual BP of 94. So okay to give the first aid and fentanyl.
Let's start off with the fentanyl. Yeah, let's just do that. All right, 100 fentanyl going in. And let's charge. Let's charge. Charge to what, doctor? 200. Okay. Everyone clear? Clear. Shock delivered. And what do we see on our strip here?
Looks like sinus tach.
It looks like sinus tach to me too.
So the patient goes back into sinus tach. Look, so much to talk about with atrial fibrillation. So much. Like I said, we're going to go into that in a lot more detail. There's actually a huge number of decision points in deciding whether to cardiovert, whether to rate control, when it might work, when it might not. What's the long-term consequences of all of these different things that we do? But ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that was your tachyarrhythmia section for C3. I suggest you again, once more, for the 100th time, go onto our website, go onto the MRAP HD videos, and look at the video section that corresponds to this month's tachyarrhythmias, because there's a lot of visual in there. We go over it, I think, pretty well. My name's Mil Herbert. That was Jess Mason. He was Stuart Squadron. And this is the C3 Proyecto. Talk to you next month.